What do you see in autopsies? I know you have the living autopsy. Is that what it's called?
So it's called, I wasn't sure if I was going to mention, but maybe I should because it is a small sample size. So we have at Hopkins what's called the Rapid Autopsy Program, which is a DOD-funded Center of Excellence project, which is being led by Sarah Sukumar. And she and Pete Organi, who's our lead breast pathologist, recently reported in Clinical Cancer Research a study where about 12 women who had advanced metastatic disease, who had consented to have, upon death, to have a rapid autopsy done within 6 hours. So upon death, these women were brought back to the hospital and had harvesting of tumors from multiple metastatic sites. And also, we had information from the primary tumors in all of them, and in some of them, we also had blood information. So what Sarah and Pete looked at was into the methylation signature, so essentially looking for gene silencing. And what was very, very interesting in these 12 cases is that many of them, when you compared one patient to another, the methylation signature looking into 5, 6 separate genes was different from one patient to another. And perhaps we don't have enough patients to be able to say that there is a pattern of methylation signature that corresponds with triple negatives, HER2 positives, ER positives. So from patient to patient, the methylation signature seemed to drift. But what was fascinating is that within a single patient, the signature of methylation was essentially the same in the primary tumor many years before, as well as in the multiple sites of metastasis without variations. So they did tissue microarray of ER, PR, and HER2. They saw variability in ER, PR, and HER2, but they did not see variability in the methylation signature. And in those patients as well, in those that had blood available, there was also the same methylation signature was identified in serum as well.
But they saw ER and HER2 different in different metastases?
No, a little bit, but not enough. There was a little bit of discordance in the primary and the metastases and across metastases as well. But these are only 12 cases, so it's very hard to know what it means. The methylation was the same in within a patient, it was the same methylation signature across all metastases and primaries.
What's the
what
does that part mean? That really fascinates me is not so much between the sites, but with the primary.
With the primary.
What does the methylation mean?
I don't know what it means from a clinical standpoint, but methylation is essentially an epigenetic event that essentially means whether that gene is silenced by an epigenetic modification, whether the gene is active for transcription.
It's an epigenetic signature.
It is an epigenetic signature, whether that gene is active or inactive. And there are some data, and Nancy Davidson has some very fascinating data in preclinical models in tumors that are ER negative, that you can essentially reactivate ER expression with demethylating agents. These tumors in the lab, you can not only have re-expression of the estrogen receptor, but when you look into downstream genes, you see actually a functional activation of the ER receptor.
Which goes back to something I've said for 25 years, and others have said as well, that all breast cancer is hormone receptor positive and dependent. It's just a question of that pathway's being silenced, turned down, the volume's turned down on it in certain types of breast cancer.